You are listening to your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and on the other end of my phone line is the mayor of Ypsilanti, Amanda Edmonds. Now, last year at this time, voters in Ypsilanti went to the polls and defeated a millage proposal that would have paid down the Water Street redevelopment project debt. Well, citizens put together an effort this year, went back to the polls, and yesterday it passed by nearly a 2-1 margin. I imagine there's a little bit more bounce in your step this morning, Mayor Edmonds.
Very much so, David. Very much so. We are thrilled and relieved.
Let me ask you this. It was a government and city-led effort last year to get this millage proposal passed. This year it was led by citizens. Why did people respond differently?
Well, last year we did what we could as particularly, you know, the city leaders who were closest to the budget, those of us who have to look at it every day, get the cuts, get the difficulty. And you know, that wasn't quite enough. So citizens really stepped up, took great, great leadership, and got a lot more folks to now understand what that situation is and how we need to put this Water Street debt to rest so we can move forward in our community.
Many believe that it was actually a crippling debt. About 10% of Ypsilanti's general fund budget had been going to debt service on the Water Street redevelopment project. It's going to be about a year or so before the money starts to flow in. What can you do in the interim to kind of mitigate the cuts that have already taken place?
Well, we've already passed and are working in our 2018 budget. Our fiscal year starts July 1st. So we've got a budget that is, once again, really, really tight, pretty austere. But to be able to plan for what we can do in our next year's budget gives that breath of fresh air. You know, even though that those dollars won't drop for a year, and we'll do the same things we always do. We'll look for grants. We'll, you know, always continue to look for savings. This doesn't make the city flush. It just keeps this sort of, as you're saying, crippling debt from taking us down. What you will see, I think we'll see right away, is a different tone. With developers, with potential investors in the city who see the city now as on a more even footing and a better bet for their investment to start their business, to grow their business, to move their family, et cetera. So that's a tone I expect to change right away, right at a time where we have a number of exciting new developments and investments that are potentially on the horizon.
One of them being International House, which could fill a large portion of that Water Street property. Negotiations have been underway. Where does that stand?
Yeah, International Village is very, very exciting, and the ball is in their court, really, so to speak.
Do you think this millage parcel will make a difference in the way they view that property?
I think it can only help. I think it can only help the confidence of the potential investors in the viability of their investment in this community. So if the millage failed, it could have hurt, but this could definitely help. Hopefully, we will know this fall as their due diligence period is complete, whether they've got the financing and those things together to move forward. So we're hoping to have word this fall as to the next steps and if that project will indeed move forward.
And there will be a lot to look forward on that front. I do want to cover this very briefly in what little time we have left together, but public safety cuts were a part of the budget reductions when the millage failed last August. How quickly could that be restored? Will it have to wait the entirety of the year before the dollars start to flow into the city?
We are not suggesting any changes right now, but we need to have those conversations next. And public safety will be number one on all of City Council's mind in terms of what of those services that have been so drastically cut will be restored. We don't know yet what that timing will be because the new revenue won't come in, and we can't just make money out of thin air. But I think it may affect who decides to retire or stay around, or our ability to attract and retain new officers all, you know, relate to this. So the stability of our personnel is something that I think can change right away, even if we're not able to start restoring officers in both police and firefighters until that next year.
That is Ypsilanti Mayor Amanda Edmonds. For more information on the decision by Ypsilanti voters, go to our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Morning Edition on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU.